The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through J.W. Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and J.W. Cole Advisors. J.W. Cole Financial, J.W. Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to episode 4 of 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win. Of course, 2025, The Final Drive, is the metaphor on my football playing and coaching days. Time is ticking. Time is running out. The time to go is now. The 2017 tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025, giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves from taxes destroying our retirement accounts before taxes go up for good. With the U.S. trillions of dollars in debt and with trillions of dollars in tax-deferred retirement accounts, the low-hanging fruit is obvious. It's our retirement accounts. We are in the fourth quarter. Time is ticking, so act now, and let me tell you what you need to win. Thank you for listening to episode 4. I wanted to talk a little more about the QCDs, Qualified Charitable Distributions, from podcast number 3, and really talk more about it from a philosophical standpoint. Yeah, we talked about you can actually put your money in your tax-deferred account, your IRA, let it grow tax-deferred, and then give it away tax-free at 70.5, called a qualified charitable distribution. And like I mentioned in previous podcasts, I wouldn't give one penny away unless it came directly from my IRA. Now, a penny, sure. If you're giving to the Girl Scouts as you walk out of Kroger and you throw a dollar in the bucket or $5, sure, that makes sense. But any intentional giving should be given from your IRA directly. And again, you have to be 70.5 to qualify for a qualified charitable distribution. Now, when it comes to money, and this is the philosophical thing, there's only three things you can do with it. You can spend it, you can save it, or you can share it. And I know most people do it this way. They get money and they spend crazily. They save maybe, and they have very little to share. But from my witness, my life, my observations, those that intentionally share or give first have much more money to spend and save. Once again, nothing mathematical about that. It's all philosophical, but it is my observation, my personal experience, that those that intentionally share first always have more money to spend and save. Now, let's move on. Chapter 4 of my book, I talk about the blitz is on. And of course, that is a kind of a play on words, because as a quarterback, right, you drop back to pass and you have to be on the lookout for what's coming on your blind side. So we do talk about just, hey, being aware of what other risks are out there. Sure, we'll spend all kinds of time convincing you that taxes are your biggest risk in retirement. The biggest expense in retirement are taxes. Like I said before, when I take $100,000 out of my retirement account, I only get to keep about 60 of it. That is pretty expensive money. And that's why we are on a mission to slowly and effectively move money from taxable forever to tax-free forever, doing things such as Roth conversions and other strategies that we'll talk about as this series goes on. So, let's talk about the blitz is on. Here we go. We're talking about the biggest risk of all, which I truly believe is called longevity risk. Now, why is longevity risk the biggest risk of all? Most people might sit back and think, okay, well, living too long, is that a bad thing? Well, certainly not. If you are healthy and you have a great life and you have friends and family and faith and you're living a fantastic, sure, I want to live as long as I possibly can. You know, we all want to go to heaven. We just don't want to go to heaven today. That's the country song. And I think that's the way most people live and act. But longevity risk, to me, is the biggest risk of all. And it's not the fact of just living too long. The longevity risk is really the great risk multiplier. Now, what do I mean by a risk multiplier? It brings on risk of possibilities of new risk. Now, I talk about in the book when I go to Indianapolis to visit my son, how I'm assuming the risk of possibly having an accident on the way. And how do I manage this risk? I might drive the speed limit, probably not. Keep a lookout for other crazy drivers doing crazy things. Don't slam on my brakes when I stop. So there's several things I can do to manage my risk when moving my way up to Indianapolis. However, the longer he lives in Indy, the more trips I make to Indy, the more possibilities of things happening, such as running out of gas, having a flat tire, which has happened, or having some form of an accident. I can manage all of those known possible risks, but it's the risks that I don't know, like driving under a bridge and something falls off and crashes in my car. I mean, those are just crazy, out of the left field kind of risk. But when it comes to life and finances, the great risk multiplier is longevity risk. Now, why is that? Because when you live a long time, a lot of things can happen that are great, and a lot of things can happen that aren't so great. As an example, the longer you live, the better chance we're going to have another big stock market crash. The longer you live, the better chance inflation could decimate your purchasing power. The longer you live, taxes, of course, are going to go up. I'm not even going to say could, are going to go up. That could destroy your retirement account. And the longer you live, the better chances you'll have some type of a long-term care issue and need to pay for that. So there's a lot of things that we have to address when it comes to longevity risk. In my opinion, you need to take as many of those risks off the table. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. And we may talk about some of those as this podcast continues. But longevity risk is the great risk multiplier. It's in the book. We talk a lot about it in the book. But then on the podcast, we'll also get into it more often as well. Okay, moving on. I want to talk about accumulating money in a non-qualified account. Just like a regular brokerage account, a regular type of savings account. It's not in an IRA. It's not in a 401k. It's just money we've squirreled away into a non-qualified account. So here's the strategy. You're a high income earner right now. Again, I'm just speaking to a select group of people. And you don't want to pay taxes on the earnings of your investments outside of your retirement accounts because it's too costly. So you want to put it into a tax-deferred account. Well, what can you use? The only vehicle available in a non-qualified tax-deferred account is called an annuity. An annuity is issued by an insurance company. It allows you to put the money in. It grows tax-deferred. And as long as you're 59 and a half or older, you can take it out and pay the tax on the gain at that point. Most of the time, when you take money out of an annuity, it's considered last in, first out. That's a complicated tax accounting terminology thing, but let's go with it. Last in was your gains, first out are your gains. So you always will pay tax on these annuities unless you structure them correctly. And that's called an exclusion ratio. So let's give you this math. You have $1 million in a non-retirement account, and every year it's kicking off $30,000, $40,000 of taxable gains, and you hate it. And sometimes inside of mutual funds, you can't even control where that money is coming from because they have these phantom earnings that they push out at the end of the year. You have no idea they're coming or how much it's going to be until the last minute. It's hard to plan for it. So you say, what can I do about this? Well, you can put it into a non-qualified tax-deferred annuity. Now, when we get to the point of taking money out, that's where the exclusion ratio comes. So you have $1 million, and let's say you let it sit there for 10 years, and it now is worth $2 million. And again, easy math for everyone listening. At 7.2%, you do double your money every 10 years. So you'll hear me using that term 7.2 or doubling 10 a lot because it's just simple, easy math for a Southern Indiana kid like me. So here I have $2 million. Now, if I started taking systematic withdrawals from that for retirement, at a regular distribution rate of 4 or 5%, I'll only be taking my gains out and I'll be taxed every single time. Because even if you own, if you didn't make another penny, it would take you nearly 10 years at a 5% distribution rate to get all of your gains out before you ever got to the money that you already paid the taxes on. And that's where the exclusion ratio comes in. Very powerful tool. You say to the insurance company, I would like to have you send me part of my principal and part of my gains in each distribution. So in this case, because 50% of it is money you've already paid tax on and another 50% of it's gain, you would have half of your money taxable and half of it not taxable because it's a return of your capital. That's called an exclusion ratio. Now, most companies require you to annuitize that contract to get that exclusion ratio. Annuitization is when you say to them, just keep my $2 million, pay me out over 20 years, and they would give you this exclusion ratio. But there are a few select companies that we can share with you that do not require you to actually annuitize and give up control of your money. They have a feature that has a private letter ruling with the IRS that says, yeah, we can send you distributions as though it's annuitized, but not really annuitized, meaning you have access to your money. The cool thing about that particular contract, the one I'm thinking of, once you say to them, yes, I'd like to start this, then you could go in and take big chunks of money out and get the exclusion ratio on that as well. A fabulous way, fantastic way to create a tax efficient income stream in retirement. Certainly not tax-free, but it's going to be very difficult for you to have a completely tax-free retirement. Even though my friend David McKnight, the best-selling author of Power of Zero and where I get a lot of my inspiration from, says that it's possible, I'm just telling you, yeah, it's possible, but it's very, very difficult. The last thing I'm going to share, I believe, today would be just to say, hey, listen, annuities have this nasty kind of connotation with them, right? Ah, annuity, because some of the national media has gotten over them over the years. Now, they have starting to come around, but I just simply wanted to explain briefly the four different types of annuities. One is a fixed annuity. A fixed annuity is no different than a CD at the bank. You just give your money to the insurance company. They say you will pay you this much for this long, and then at the end, you know, it matures, rolls over, whatever. Two, a fixed index, your index credits are based on the market. So if the market goes up, then you'll have positive interest credits that year. If the market goes down, you have a goose egg that year, and then you start over again. The third one, and this is the one that gets a lot of flack, is called a variable annuity. A variable annuity allows you to invest however you want in all kinds of different subaccounts. You could be in emerging markets, you could be large cap, you could be in commodities, whatever. And it grows tax deferred. But you may have a death benefit, like a guaranteed death benefit that if I die, my heirs receive the highest contract anniversary value. Or there may be some kind of a income benefit that, yes, every year they look at my account and they say, okay, how much did it make? Well, it made zero. Okay, we'll credit you 5% to your income account. The next year you make 20%, they'll credit you 20% to your income account. And then at 65 or something like that, you can turn an income stream on that's guaranteed based on that income account for the rest of your life and your spouse, if that's an election you make. Now you say to me, wow, David, that sounds too good to be true. And this is where the rub is. No, it's not too good to be true. It's too good to be free. It's expensive. They'll typically charge you 3-4% every single year for these features. So that's where the national media, the Susie Ormans of the world have really jumped on these annuities. They're too expensive. Now, I would tell you that there are situations where it makes sense to use a variable annuity. I'm not getting into that. This is more for educational purposes only. And the last one is called an immediate annuity. And this is the one that I told you would give you the exclusion ratios, but you lose complete control of your money. So that's one we typically try to avoid at all costs because who wants to give up control of all of their money? All right, if you'd like to talk about how we can help you navigate some of these complicated issues, go to cfci.us and contact us for your complimentary call or give us a call at 812-334-3190 and we'll make it happen. Look forward to episode 5 coming up soon. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025 The Final Drive, by going to www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.